The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The last shiur on Maseches Nedarim, Be'ez Hashem, before we move into Maseches Nozer, which is a continuation of Nedarim. Let's continue our discussion in the previous shiur, the Dinim of Shavi and Ashkei Hatinah D'Issurei, how they relate to a woman saying the Tmei Sari. We have the Mishnah Shem, the Mishnah Prayer. We explain to Mahalchim from the Ran and from the Reim why the Mishnah Achrona holds that there's no Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Yisura, why a woman would not be Nemenes to say Nitmeisa. And we explain from Reb Chaim Shmuel Levin Zatzal that both Mahalchim are necessary for each other, the Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Yisura, the Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Yisura, and both of them are necessary for each other. We'll point out one more Nekuda. We mentioned the previous share of kasha, which is a serious kasha in halach lamaisa, and the tmeisa is usually not unfortunately it does come up in unfortunately it could come up, but what's more common is a woman who says nitmeisa in terms of becoming a nid, and there too the kasha is that l'chore, why is she nemenes, and halach is she is nemenes, halach jogonaro, a woman is nemenes at any point in the month to say that she saw daf. Because she's meshubit to her husband, the Ran says that there's no shavya nafsh chatecha d'issura when a woman is meshubit. So the question is whether halacha l'maisa a woman is nemenes not midin shavya nafsh midin erechem em b'issura. By a woman saying she's asura l'bayla to dovish be'erva, there's no erechem em b'issura. She could only be nemon with the chiddush of shavya nafsh that we dealt with. We shouldn't deal with. A nida could be nemon that she's asura l'bayla because of dam nida midin erechem em b'issura. So that would be one way of dealing with the kasha. Another way that the Shev Shmeitzin, Shmeitzavov, Perek Yutes, deals with the kasha is that there's no shibud that says that a woman always has to be Mutaris Labayla. That a woman should be Asura Labayla forever, because she's a Soita, is certainly against the shibud of Ishvi Isha Zelazeh. But that a woman becoming a Nida, that, it's understood that that's the mitzvah of a woman being muteres l'bayla, living with her husband like man and wife, includes certain times when they're off. When they get married, the same way they're on days, they're off days. If they're off days, that means the kolz and nitnas into the original contract, so to speak, between the husband and the wife. There's no breaking of the contract, say she became a nida. That's the contract itself, that she does become asura. However, the fee what we suggested in the previous shift from Chaim Shmuel Levitz, one could answer the kasha more simply. Zol Zayin, that she's Meshubid to her husband, but we explained that the Ran also needs the Teretz of the Re'im, where an Isha that's being Moida, where an Isha that's saying that she's Asura Labailo, that she's an Ashes Kohen, the reason why she's not Nemenes is because it's not her din. She's not talking about herself, she's talking about her husband's din. Issues of a woman that was Nenso to a Kohen is an Issue on the husband, not an Issue on the wife. Nida is clearly an Issue also on her. So that Memela, the Ran, will also be moided to the Reim's Teretz. In the case of Nida, she would be awesome. But the issue of an Issa, the Issa Nida, the Baila, brings us to a third Mahalach in the Rishonim. Why there is no Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Issura Halacha L'maaseh in the Din of the Tmei Sani? And that's the Mahalach of the Rajba, B'Shem the Rambash Ner. The Rambash Ner, one of the Rishonim that's quoted less often, is really one of the Bali Tosfos. The Rashba quotes that Be'etzem there should be Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Issura, but when there's a clear Hechocha, clear Umdana, that she's been Meshaka, then we do not believe Shavi and Afshe Chatecha D'Issura. It's a Chiddush. He says that the Mestaber is that when a woman says that she was Nansa, that she was Mizana, it's not Mestaber. There's no koil, nobody heard about it, there was no story. She comes in one fine day, she says she was Mizana. It's not Mestaber. What's Mestaber? The umdin of the muchach is mistama shem and nosna enel beishaka. She wants out. She wants out of the marriage. She's using her issa to her husband as a way of getting out of the marriage. That's what's mistaber. Based on that, we reject her nemonis and shalim afshelim b'lisur. Taisin yivam zav chontal and mevei says also that roiv noshim shakrois when they say that she was nensa lebailo. Pischei tshuva in Eben Ezra da Simon Dal has a whole diyun whether Shavi is connected to Eidim. And again, let's go back to the Nida story for a second. A woman says that she was Roya Dam more or less by her normal cycle, 30 days, 28 days, 32 days. So we understand that we have an issue of Shavei Nafsho Chatira D'Issur, like we're saying, maybe Erechon and Misur. But what happens when a woman says 3 days after she went to the mikvah, and especially if we know that she's having problems in her marriage, they've been seeing a marriage therapist, and so on and so forth, she definitely does want out. So she says Nitmeisa, she's not interested in being intimate with him, she says Nitmeisa Ani. The little Chayra, we would have the same roif saying she's not Neman. The question is, why is she Neman? So if we say she's Neman, so we have that solves the problem. If we don't go with the Mahalach of the Rambashner, we go with the Mahalach of the Ran and the Re'en, who need each other, like we explained the previous Shein over here, we don't have the Cheshman, there's no Shibud, like we said, from the Shmeitzer, there's also the Issus Tali in her, not in him, so she's Neman. According to the Rajba, a little bit problematic. The same way it is a milsa de mistaber that rejects the shavei nafsho chatira d'issur, the same should be true over here. This is a problem that's not fully resolved. Chavis Das in Yeridei in Hilchos Nidin Kuf Behei deals with this, and he says midin that obviously we're not dealing with shavei nafsho; it's all midin erechon and misur. But the question is an open ended question. Let's take this a step further. The hemshcha d'issur, the last bit of Gemara. On the Tzadik Aleph by us, talks about different cases where there was a hechocha that a woman was mizana. There was physical evidence that the woman was mizana. At what point do we say that that's a clear indication she was mizana? She's asur labayla. The Ran says that be'etzim, when you look at the sugya yivamiz daf chav dalit, it sounds like an isha does not become asur labayla. The Gemara talks about over there different races that a woman actually was mizana. What seems clear from different sugyas is that an isha does not become asur labayla based on suspicion. There has to be either a din kinu estiro, which is the subject of Maseches Zayita, or there has to be clear edus that she was mizana. But stam when there's suspicions and a woman has a cheskus kashrus, we don't upset that cheskus kashrus and we say she's muteres labayla. What's going on in the sugya by us? So the Ran says that Me'emes in the Sugya Bayos that talks about a woman being Asur Labayla is only a Chumro. Me'ikar Adin, a woman does not become Asur Labayla. The Cheskes Kashrus is that strong that it disputes the evidence, the circumstantial evidence that's in front of us. The Ran says that Bal Nefesh Yizor V'Yachmir, and then he would divorce his wife. Rashi Yivamiz Davchov Dalam Bey says not that way. Rashi says that this that we say that Ein Oisun Al Ayichud, a woman was miyachid, a married woman was miyachid with a man, we don't answer her labailas only when there's no smoking gun. When there's a raglayim ledover in front of us, even without kinyus here, without the fact that he created in her a din, he set her up a saita, without a kinyus here, the din would still be that Yichud would ask him. Meaning to say, the cheskes kashrus is great as far as the Yichud is concerned. But once there's a raglayim ledovah, there's a clear umdana that she was mizana, for whatever evidence there is, then the yichud means we see them as having been together. It's a very interesting. Issa yichud, according to the Rishonim, that's an issa deraisa, the way the Rambam says it is that issa yichud is a form of kirva. The same way there's an issa deraisa of physical, any physical contact with a woman, where it's a form of kirva. Even shaking of a hand, where it's done in a friendly way, where that creates a kirva between a man and a woman, would also be an issa deraisa of the sikvu el legalis erva. Married woman has the shame erva. Yichud would also be also in deraisa. It's also a form of kirva. That form of kirva asurs when there is evidence that they were together. Then we see the yichud as asuring, not that we say that there's a cheskes kashrus and we don't see anything in the yichud. When Rashi says there's a smoking gun, then we can see the yichud itself as an isser. That would create the isser deraisa. Tosfos in Yevamos Chav Dalet Amud Beis says something else. He says that the reason why by us she's asur loy be'emes in the sugya Yevamos Daf Chav Dalet ein isha asur lo ba'la ein isser nala yichud afila yidei. I feel like they smoking guns. I feel like they umdina. Unless there's mamish edus that she's asura labayla. The sugya by us is talking about she's maida. She says tmei anilo. So richtig mishnah chroin holds like we said. There's no shavya nafshi. She's not nemenes. But since she said tmei anilo, over there we go against the cheskes kashrus, and over there we say that she's asura labayla. Which tells us that Tosfos really seems to be going with the approach of the of the Rashba B'shein Rambashner, that Be'emizin Shavi Anavshach Hatichad Yisura, a woman should be able to say Asura L'Bayla. The problem is only that there's Anan Sadi Faker. So when there's an Anan Sadi, there's evidence in front of us that she was Mizana, that we don't have an Anan Sadi Faker. So we'll say that she's Nemenis. That L'Chor would seem to be what Tosfos in Yivam Mishnah Chav Dalet is saying, which is consistent with the Mahalach that we had by us, of the Rashba. Masha'ekin, according to the Ran, and according to the Re'im, Shavi Anavshe Be'etzim doesn't work, either because of Mishubedah's law, or because of Eishes Kayim, or like we said from Kayim from Levitz, both of them together form a case that there is no Shavi Anavshe, and there's no Shavi Anavshe Chatichad Yisura, in which case, that would not be able to be the Mahalach of the Yivam Zav Kavdal. She's not Nemenis. LMI, why over there she never meant? So then you'll have to say either like Rashi, or you'll have to say like the Randa, Randa Shitasa. Tosfos is arguing, Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Now, when you open up in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Eben Ezer Kuf Tezvol, it says clearly that a woman is not Nesa. The Medvudin Chazam Sefer argue on this, and that seems to be the issue of dispute. Whether we say the reason why Nisha is Nemenes, Nitmeisani, is because of like the term that we said from the Ran, from the Reim, or because it's Anan Tzadi, where does Anan Tzadi if I can't, because there is evidence that she was Mizana, then we believe. That seems to be Machlekes Gedol LeAchrayim. Another Nafkamina, obviously the fallout from what we're saying is, what would be the Halacha L'maisa of an Eishes Yisrael? The Mahalach that we said according to the Reim, which we proved, the Ran has told of also, is that the reason why she's not Nemenis to say Nitmeisani, why is she not Nemen to define her, to say what she has to do or not do al pi halacha, she's not Nemenis on herself, Shavi Anavshe Chatichad Yisura, is a person is Nemen to be Kevei for themselves, what they're all halachically allowed to do. The Terzis, the Reim says, it's not what she can or can't do. The issue is to the husband, not to her. She can define her status theoretically, but she can't say what she's going to do or not do when it's not her din. You can only say what you're going to do or not do in Shulchan Aruch. You can't say what somebody else should or shouldn't do. So, what about Eishes Yisrael? In the sugya, we're not talking about Eishes Yisrael. What would be halacha l'maisa by an Eishes Yisrael? L'chaira, according to the Ran and according to the Reim, she should be nemenes to say on herself that she's a soita midaraisa and she is a surah l'bayla. According to the Rashba B'Shem Rambashneh, there's an Anan Tzahadi K'neged the Shavi Anav Shlechati the Surah. In that case, she would not be Nemenis. Okay, that would be Halacha L'maisa Machlokes also. The Ned Yehuda is Mechadish another Chiddush. That maybe, the Gemara says by us, the reason why Mishnah Achrayin held she's not Nemenis is because Shema Nosno Enev Bo. Maybe the reason why she's saying that she was Mizana is because she wants to add to the marriage, she wants to marry somebody else. So according to the Reim, and according to the Ran, you have to know what the Gemara means with that. The real reason of the Gemara is that there's no Shavi Anafshi, like we said, Barichus. According to the Rashba, B'Shem the Rambashneh, the reason is because there's an Anan Tzahadi. Other than there's an Anan Tzahadi, and the reason why she's saying it is because she wants to add to the marriage. That's why most women would admit the shame that a regular woman would have to say that she was Mizana is offset by her desperation. She wants to have the marriage. She's willing to accept on herself the stigma that she was Mizana, she's Asura, and he has to divorce her in disgrace in order to get out of the marriage. It's mistaber that that's what's going on, otherwise a woman would be too embarrassed to admit it. So once we have the Svar of Shem and Osne and Ne'er Bo, that takes care of the Anan Sahadi that mistaber she's lying. That makes an answer that she's lying. Maybe the Mishnah Rishonim didn't hold to that. Says the Noid of Yehuda, what would be if by an Eishes Yisrael, which she's going to lose? Again, we said that we're talking about Eishes Koyin, where even if she has Surah to her husband, but her husband has to give her a Ksuva, says Noid of Yehuda, but an Eishes Yisrael, where she's going to lose her Ksuva if she says she was Mizana Beratzoin, there is an answer. How does she want to out of the marriage? Not Mistabish, she's going to lose her Ksuva. So then Yehuda says, by Eishes Yisrael, the din would be different. Bizman Azeh, the place can point out that the money of the Ksuv is not that great to factor into a decision, yes, to strike out on her own, not. Most modern marriages the financial ramifications of her being single are more than the $20,000-$30,000 or whatever it is that they make zubas today. So some of that made Yehuda would not ring true halacha l'maisa today. What's interesting is l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, the halacha is Eishes Yisrael is not nemenis, which means that the Sfar of the Nehru is not accepted l'halacha. Another point to be mentioned is according to the Mishnah Achrena that she's not nemenis. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer Kuf Tes Vav Siv Zayin say that l'maisa she loses her ksuba. Eishes Yisrael might not be nemen and Shem and Osna Nehemboah to walk out of the marriage. We won't make her husband divorce her. But Lamaisa, she's nemen on herself insofar as the Ksuba is concerned. She's nemen to be mafsid her Ksuba. What's interesting is there's a discussion in Ksuba's Tafayin Beis where a woman admitted that she allowed her husband to live with her. She didn't tell him that she became a Nidah. She should forfeit her Ksuba. And there's a discussion over there in the Rishonim. She's not nemen any other mason matzmi rosha. Is she nemenes to be matzid her ksuba? And the discussion is that it could be that when she was nemen or not nemen to say that last week she lived with her husband be'iser, she's only saying something of historical impact. She's saying something happened last week. Either her husband didn't have eru or didn't do it. But there's no ramifications for today. She's not nemenis today to establish, because there's no din that's created. If she lived with him be Isser last week, that was last week. What does that have to do with today? Sacha Kol, she's not creating a din, or defining a din, or bringing on herself halakhic status. She's saying a story. If we don't believe the story, because the klal is ain't on the Mesa Matzim Rosh, a person's not nemon to say they didn't have Avera. There's no edus and bezin for a person to step forward and admit wrongdoing. That's all there is. All there is just saying historically she did something wrong last week, so it could be she's not nemen at all, and rather she gets a ksuba also. Mashenkin by us, what we're talking about is that she's nemen today, or not nemen today, to define her status. So then we can say she's not nemen to define her status as far as Eben Ezer is concerned, as far as Issa Vehenta is concerned, but as far as Chesh Mishpah is concerned, as far as her Dine Ksuba are concerned, she is nemen to be Kaveh, a Din for a throw. So well, there's no raya from the Rishen Mavdin Ksuba is Tavayin Beis. This is a point that the Achrayim point out. One last point. In Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tes Vav Siv Zayin over there in Eben Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch brings in a case where the Baal says, not that he says that he yet to believe his wife, not to believe this. He says, I saw my wife being Mizana. He caught his wife in the act. He saw his wife. He had a video with him. I don't know what. He saw his wife being Mizana. The Nehemon who? Why? Because we're not going to make him wife when he claims that she's also. Ain't machin la'odom, you can talk about nemonis, not nemonis, but if he says he saw it, you can't force him to live with her. The Ned Yehuda and Kivega have a whole discussion that l'chayra, him saying that he saw her being mizana, you have the same shash, shamanosna ain't of ba'acheres. Maybe he wanted a different wife. Now, l'chayra, you could say, he could get married to a different wife. What's wrong with having two wives? A woman needs to get out of the marriage in order to marry somebody else. He doesn't need to get out of the marriage. However, today, that we have Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom and he can't marry two women, I'll compare him with Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, also there would be a svara of Shema, Nosan Einov Ba'acheres. So some Sefer just points out that it could be that there's nothing you can do about it. You can't force him to live with her. But if we accept that she's also to him, l'chayr, normally when a woman is asur l'bala, we should force him to give her a get, in order they shouldn't stay married if living together is an issur. Over here, we won't be able to force him, because since we don't know, if we do force him, and we're wrong, then we force him to give a get, like he did, the get would be possible. So better that we shouldn't force him. If he refuses to give a get, we won't be able to force him to give a get. This is important to halacha l'maisa. If we have a man who says that he caught his wife in the act, she's asur loy, she denies it. We can't force him to live with her. We also can't force him to divorce her. He's just not willing to live together with her. He moves out. Could we believe him to throw her out and not give her a ksuba? No. But can we believe him, or can we accept Al-Gabon Mi-Cheshish, this story, not to force him to live with her? Yes. But we won't be able to force him to give her a get, because if we're wrong, the get is a get move, so that we can't do. Hanin Aloch Maseches Nedarim, it's Hashem, we're starting Maseches Nazir, which is a natural hemshech of Nedarim. It's the Koich of Aflo, the Koich of Diburim. We should be Zeichet to learn Niska
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.